I was stationed with 101st Airborne, 2nd Battalion, 506, Curhees. And April 7th, 2006, I was shot in the left side of the head by a sniper or rifleman.
I felt like I was screaming when I talked to my buddies. They said it was. I guess I was screaming in my mind. But, you know, doing these things and reconnecting with guys and stuff like that, you know, even though we don't know each other, it's it's like we know each other because we've all experienced the same situations in one way, shape, or form. So
you are with the tightest group of guys that you'll ever be with, and you're in an area to where you don't know if you're going to live or die the next, you know, minute. And dealing with that over there doesn't seem like that big of a deal at the time, but when you come back and you've seen the things that you've seen and you've done the things that you've done, you're able to reflect on that. And that's where a lot of the times guys have a hard issue of reintegrating back into a civilian lifestyle. So, you know, gratefully the Falcons throwing on this tournament allows the guys to reconnect with other veterans that have gone through the same issues and build that tribe again. You know, a lot of these guys are probably going to stay connected, or we're going to stay connected outside of this experience. You know, football and military have a lot in common. You know, it's very organized. It's very much a team effort. If one guy doesn't provide his best, then the team's not going to do their best. And it goes the same with the military. And so we could kind of relate in that aspect of experiences.
Here you go. That's a big old boy.
Anytime that you have a traumatic event happen in your life, if you bottle it up and you don't release that tension and that anxiety, it's just going to continue to build and build and build until it finally releases. I feel if you open up and share your story and, you know, involve other people, it relieves that pressure and it allows you to kind of feel a little bit more at ease about it. Bringing us back into these environments with other veterans has kind of given us our offensive line again, and it's given us that protection and that brotherhood of being able to lean on one another. And for them to think of the guys after they've gotten out and after they've done their tours, and let them know that they're not forgotten, let us know that we're not forgotten, is it's priceless. You know, we're forever grateful for this.